Kasama natin ngayon ang isang trained executive coach at isang member ng International Coach Federation Philippine Chapter. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Annalyn.
The month of March, April, and May are most likely the graduation months in the Philippines. And as graduation day in each school and universities is happening one by one by now, we cannot take away the jitters and nervousness for both parents and students. Andyan yung kaba para sa mga bagong graduate, inisip nila ano ang mangyayari sa kanila after graduation day. Isa po ba ito sa mga rason kung bakit ninyo sinulat yung libro na Pointers for New College Graduate?
Actually, higit pa ron. Gusto ko kasing ibahagi yung experience ko mula nung graduate ako ng college. I graduated in 1984, October. And since then, my journey to me has been very colorful. Naging isang makulay na paggalakbay. At gusto kong ibahagi yung mga natutunan ko. Para bang when you stop and turn around and you realize marami ka na palang na-cover na mileage and you want to share with those who are just starting out, you know, the insights, the lessons that you learned either personally or vicariously. Parang it's my way of paying forward.
Kailan ba dapat iniisip ng isang bagong graduate kung ano yung kanyang haharaping buhay pagkatapos ng pag-aaral niya? Ito ba dapat habang nag-aaral pa lang siya o on the graduation day?
Isang paghahanda ang pag-aaral eh, di ba? Kaya maganda na alam na natin na meron tayong kakayahan na alam na natin, meron din tayong goals na nasa isip na rin. Yung mga bagay na bata pa lang tayo, gusto na nating, you know, gawin. So meron din dapat clarity noon. Isa sa mga bagay na ipapayo ko sa mga bagong graduates is huwag sumama doon sa karamihan o yung tinatawag na going with the herd or having that herd mentality na kung saan yung marami doon tayong lahat. Kasi may kanya-kanya naman tayong mga kakayanan, mga interest. Kaya hindi natin masasabi na kung ano yung bumagay sa isa ay babagay din sa atin. Kaya isang paghahanda ito, sino ba ako? Ano, saan ako magaling? Saan ako magiging masayang gawin ang mga gusto ko o yung mga kakayahan ko? Yun ang mga dapat tinatanong ng mga bagong graduates. Ngayon, naiintindihan ko rin naman na hindi lahat ng mga oportunidad na gusto natin ay naroon. Ang mahalaga is gagamitin natin yung ating kakayahan para buksan yung mga pintong yon, yung para magamit yung mga oportunidad na yon patungo doon sa saan natin taga-gusto. Kumbaga, everything is a step towards where we really want to go and where we will be best at.
Sa chapter 1 po nung libro ninyo na Pointers for New College Graduates, you talk about the 4S before landing to a fresh graduate's first job or this they have to think about before seeking employment. Ito po yung apat na S. Ito yung survival, satisfaction, success, and significance.
You said in our modes of life, actually, it's always a choice. Thank you for reminding me. The 4 S's, and like some people just want a job just out of survival. Some naman, after graduating, they just want to have a pleasant life, no? And the others naman, they would like to have service so that they can be significant. Iba naman, success lang, more of the achievement. So these things are modes. Sometimes we choose, sometimes we are gifted to have that. For example, those who do not have so much, kahit anong trabaho, tatanggapin niya because survival mode sila. Yung iba naman, may mga parents na mayayaman. So kahit hindi magtrabaho, they'll just coast along after graduation knowing that they will have support from their parents or from their family. So it's more satisfaction. They'll just follow what they want. They just go on vacations, extended trips, whatever. And there are those naman who are very driven. They want to achieve whatever they want. It's all what I want to achieve in that success. But you realize later on that beyond satisfying one's whims or desires and beyond achieving your goals, you have that sense of a wanting for meaning, and that is what we call significance. And that's why there are people who, and I know personally, those that I interviewed, who have given up a very comfortable life. They have given up a successful career to be in the life of service. And that's the reason why in the first chapters, or the first parts of the book, ang tinanong ko agad, what would be your state of life? One could be single, one could be blessed single, or one could be married, and one can even go into the religious life. One of the persons that I interviewed as a resource person is Monsignor Daniel Santa Maria. He was the one who gave the foreword of the book, and He didn't really expect to become a priest when he was in college. He was a chemical engineer, graduated summa cum laude from USP, went to the United States for a master's degree, worked for DuPont, and for so many years had a very successful career. But he heard a call, and that is a call to serve as a priest. So today he is a Monsignor, and soon he'll be celebrating 30 years in the priesthood. So that's an example of a journey from somebody who was very driven to succeed to somebody who wanted to lead a life of service, because that is where he will find, or where he finds now, his sense of significance. So yun yung tapat-tapat na eses na tinutukoy mo.
Yung bali yung nagiging suma total nito na happiness is a choice.
Correct. Some people are happy just to survive. Some are happy to just, you know, to have a satisfying life. Some are happy to be successful. And there are those who are happy to be significant.
Nabanggit din po ninyo sa libro nyo yung word na discernment. Ano po ba yung discern? Pag sinabing you have to discern something.
Okay. Ang discernment ay isang salita na natutunan ko yan sa mga pare. Usually, when you say discern, it's always associated or commonly associated with prayer. Because discernment and prayer, they go together. When you discern, you try to uncover. Root word as discover. So because discern means to uncover something. And when you discern, you ask not only, ano bang gusto ko? Tinatanong mo rin, ano ba ang gusto ng Creator? Natawag natin yung may likha sa atin. Kasi pwedeng gawin ko lang yung gusto ko, pero pwede ko rin tanungin, ano ang gusto ng lumikha para sa akin? That's why discernment is to uncover God's will for me.
Yung pagkuha po ng trabaho para sa isang fresh graduate, hindi lang naman ito dahil nakagraduate ka. Meron pang ibang factors na kasama para makonsider ka sa isang trabaho, hindi po ba?
Totoo yan. Yan din ang tawag natin na you have to have the will, the skill, and the feel. Sometimes gusto natin, ano, a new graduate wants it. But you have to have the skills. And that those skills are very specific to specific jobs. So, you have to make sure that, to me, a college graduate, kailangan alam ko ano yung pinapasukan niya. Ano bang hinahanap dito? Kaya dapat ka pinag-aaralan yung job description eh. Kasi hindi na lalabas doon sa interview. Tapos titingnan din sa background kung meron kang kakayahan dito o meron kang naging karanasan sa bilang estudyante. You know, they want na somebody na magaling mag-communicate. So, siguro lagi kang isang student leader o meron kang isang grupo noon sa kolehiyo o sa universidad kung saan ka namuno para nahasa ang iyong kakayanan para mag-communicate. Tapos, meron ding tinatawag na feel. Ang feel naman yung personality kasi pwedeng may kakayan ka, tapos may interest ka, pero yung personality mo hindi aakma doon sa position. Kaya yung pagkuha o paghahanap ng isang trabaho, hindi madali dahil kasi kinukonsidera. So, to consider those three factors, whether you have the interest, whether you have the skill, and you have the right fit for that organization.
Sa Pilipinas po ba, hanggang ngayon, alam natin na pag may kakakilala ka sa isang negosyo o isang kumpanya, meron kang, ito yung tinatawag natin na backer. Madali ka ba talaga makakapasok sa trabaho?
I think, yung tanong mo, totoo kahit naman sa ang palagay ko, no? Kahit anong sitwasyon, pag nagkakilala, madali ka makapasok. Ang tanong eh, ikaw ba yung magtatagal? Kasi kahit na nagkakilala ka, kung halimbawa wala ka na mag-interest sa posisyon o wala ka talagang angking kakayahan o kakayanan, hindi ka magtatagal eh. So, palagay ko, yung having a backer is one thing. It will open doors for you or it will make the admission or the entry of any new college easy. The problem is, can you last on the job? Yun ang mas mahalaga. So, sasagutin ko yung tanong na, nakakatulong yung magkaroon ng isang backer. Pero makakatulong ba yung backer para ikaw ay manatili at maging matagumpay sa posisyon na pinasukan mo? Kasi may kilala rin akong talagang personally na may kilala yung mga magulang, pinapasok. But hindi rin masasagot ng backer eh kung gaano magpo-progress yung college graduate na yan o yung new college graduate sa position niya kung hindi talaga niya kaya.